You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The legendary portrait photographer Dwayne Michaels has an exhibit at the Crocker Art Museum through January. It is one of the first comprehensive overviews of his portrait style since he began his work in the 1960s. The photographer was in Sacramento over the weekend for an event at the Crocker, but he has joined us this morning to discuss his life and his career. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad you are here.
Yeah.
Who was the first for you?
Who are we talking about?
I thought I could be provocative and throw that question out at you, and you would have fun with it because of all the people in your life. So, of course, I mean, you know,
when
the
I
first
went to Russia,
portrait.
I went to Russia when I was 26, and I borrowed a camera. I was not a photographer, and I learned how to say in Russian, I hope, Moshno fotografia ti, which I think means may I take your picture. And I was a novelty item, and I would say that, and people would stop and smile. And I'd never do it in New York. I'd get killed, but no, it was very exciting. But I wasn't thinking of myself as a photographer. I was on a trip, you know.
So thank you in Russian, I think, is spasiba. So yeah. Did they say thank you? Did they appreciate that you were?
They went upside my head. No, I was 26. I'm 86. Do the math. So, you know, I had hair and I was cute and I was hitting on Russians. They didn't even know it. literally. And they were literally hitting me back.
Your exhibit at the Crocker includes 100 portraits, which I can only imagine is a sliver. Do you have any idea how many portraits in this 50 plus years you've done?
Lebendy.
No,
I don't know. Portraits were sort of the staple, but I've done a lot of other things of photography. But I love doing portraits, but I never applied the pretensions of capturing anybody. That's such nonsense. I knew my mother and my father my entire lifetime, and not once did they reveal themselves to me. Mm. So I don't think 5 minutes in front of a camera, you know, when people put on their portrait face. People have portrait faces. They, you know, the minute they see a camera, that smile and the whole thing happens automatically. There's no revelation. There's just a moment of shared moment, but it's I didn't reveal anything.
You didn't feel any special depth or any special view into a person?
No, never, no. I don't have I have no depth at all. I'm very shallow. So
you've mastered cute at 86, though. Can I tell you that?
No, I love taking portraits, but I have no pretensions that I've revealed anything or somebody makes a sort of a weird look. You know, they sort of blink and that's not revelation. That's just a blink. You know.
I'm pausing and thinking about some of the images in this beautiful book that the Crocker did. By the way, what do you think of this compilation of your work?
Oh, I think it's terrific. Are you kidding? I'm my biggest fan. I love it. Who took what masked man took those pictures? Yeah, I haven't worked in 60 years because my definition of success is you find something you love doing and you get somebody to pay you to do it. So I take pictures for free and just because I love it.
I didn't mark the page, but I glanced through it and saw a portrait of Joel Gray.
Oh, yeah, he's an old friend.
That stopped and caught me.
Yeah. I just spoke to him the other day. He's one of the few people I know in the business, yeah.
So does the moment that you captured in the picture, for example, say something different to you than knowing him now, the moment when you see him now?
You don't see that much. When you look at somebody, you really don't see that much. I don't really believe anything's revealed. There was a picture that I thought was dynamite taken by Alfred Eisenstadt in 1938 in one of the Reichsgardens with Dr. Goebbels, that wonderful comedian. And it was Eisenstadt was very Semitic looking, was taking a picture of Goebbels. Goebbels was sitting in a lawn chair, and he gripping the arms of the chair. And I think if he could have gotten up, he would have strangled Eisenstadt on the spot. I mean, there was such hatred in his eyes. There was absolutely no doubt that that was pure hatred on view, you know. I thought that was very powerful. But it doesn't happen very often because people put on their pose face. There's a picture you have in the back of your head taken maybe 10 years ago where you thought you looked good. And so you try to duplicate that picture, you know. People always automatically smile the minute you lift a camera. And when you put it down, they stop smiling, you know.
We're somewhat overlapping the conversation I just had about awkwardness and cringeworthiness and how we see ourselves versus what we see when we're shown ourselves
absolutely.
From the outside.
Don't discount vanity. It's the driving force at all. When we look at anything, it's all seen through the filter of vanity. And as one gets older, you know, where did all my hair go? Long time falling. Anyway, tell me to stop. But
I don't want to. And I want you to add on some conversation about handwriting. Your work is about the photos and what you write and about the copy, too.
Well, you know, it's not just about photography. My key word is expression. How well do you express yourself? And sometimes photographs fail constantly. And then I could show you a picture of a woman, and what do you know? Well, she looks to be about 35, you know. But does it, you know, is she nice? What do you see in a photograph? Nothing, because the biggest scoundrels will smile their teeth out. I mean, you know, you cannot tell anything. Look at politicians. You ever seen anybody not smiling into the camera? And there's El Dumbo, Dumbo Trump, but smile. Anyway, you know, I don't believe it. It's all facades. I did one photograph, if I may interject. It's in the book of my mother. And it's just, I was back in McKeesport, where I'm from, visiting after my father died. And she was sitting there looking out the window, and there was moisture on the window. And the moisture was catching the sunlight, and you could see her reflection. And she looked very, very sad, and she was tapping her fingers. And it was mostly the back of her head and that reflection. And I found it very touching because you could see her loneliness, you could see time on her hands, you could see that residue of age, you know, leftover time. And I found that very touching.
You were born in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, as you said, and I'm thinking about what you said earlier about your parents. How is it that we can go through our whole lives with our parents and feel like we don't know them?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever really can, and I don't think you can be your best friend. I don't want my dad to be my best friend. Certainly not my dad to be my best friend, but. There's that huge need for touching, a huge need for empathy, a huge need of sharing. It's a human thing. And I don't think you can make it happen. You have to permit it to happen.
You're listening to the legendary photographer Duane Michaels. He's in from New York, and a rare exhibition of 100 of his images just opened at the Crocker Art Museum in Sacramento. It will be there through January. His work belongs to a number of permanent collections in the U.S. and abroad. That includes the Israel Museum in Jerusalem and the J. Paul Getty Museum. Of course, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Do people everywhere know you still for that group of 9 photographs from 1972? Things Are Queer?
No, I'm mostly known for my porn. My porn name is Ziggy Duane. I just made all. I make everything.
Do you have any YouTubes? No,
I have a lot of fun.
Are you all on Instagram? Right?
Yeah. I don't do Instagram. Actually, it's too quick, too instant. I'm laid back.
Are you a selfie guy?
No. I'm not selfish at all. I'm very generous. I'm sorry. I make these peculiar connections with language constantly.
That's good, but. Your handwriting opens this book. You have a quote.
Yeah.
Have you had your handwriting analyzed?
Oh, no. I should be. Not my handwriting. No, I love handwriting. You know, that's a bad quote. I don't know why that got in there. But I love, it's another form of touching. Handwriting is touching. And now that I discovered they're not teaching cursive writing in schools anymore, I can't believe it. I'm appalled.
Isn't that something?
Writing is fundamental to civilization, the basic thing. We became civilized when we began to write on walls and things. And not to be able to write, and it's outrageous.
So your writing is in cursive throughout the book. And if that's not your favorite quote...
It's not.
Which is...
Don't read it. I hate it.
Don't read it. All right.
The quote is, if you're standing too close. I forget the rest of it.
I like you a lot, so I'll honor what you asked. I won't read it. I promise.
Don't tell anybody.
How much are you still working?
Oh, constantly. I'm making movies now. I'm 86 going on 12. No, really. And I'm doing so much.
Has your mom been sharp in her age? Because your brain is so bright.
Yeah. No, it was the alcohol. No. She was sharpish.
Okay.
And then I was involved with my great friend Fred for 57 years, and he finally left me because of Alzheimer's. Hmm. And that went on for 7 years. But he used to say very funny things at one point. I love contradiction. And I won't say what he said because it's too dirty for public television.
When you are next in Sacramento, will you come back in again? I have so enjoyed meeting you.
Yeah, I'm a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
I'll attest to that. Dwayne Michaels' Portraits exhibit at the Crocker Museum in Sacramento continues into January. You can find more details, but I don't think anything on the website will capture the delight of this man in person. Yeah. Thank you.
See
again.
Bye.
That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr.